That was Elliot Chang, and I've got him on the phone. Elliot, how's it going?
How's it going, Ethan? I'm doing great, man. How are you, brother?
I'm great. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me. I'm here, but thank you for having me live on the air.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of last minute, but I'm really glad that we got it worked out.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
So, now, you know, the whole reason we're doing this is you're in this stand-up showdown on Comedy Central.
Yes.
They do this every year, and you're up in, I saw you're in the top 20 right now?
Yeah, I actually found that out this morning myself. I didn't even realize that because people have been voting just for about 2.5 days.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, let me go check it out myself. Let me vote for myself.
Right.
It's stupid. I feel stupid when you do that. You know, it's like when you're in high school and you're voting for a student body president and you vote for yourself. I'm like, is that cheating? You know? But I went to go check it out, and then I didn't know that they were doing this, but they were like, hey, you're in the top 20. And I'm like, oh, awesome. Let me just maintain that because that's already more than I thought I'd be. I mean, it'd be great to be even in the top 10, but
yeah.
There's so many great comedians. There's 47 other comedians and myself competing for, like, you know, the top spots, and they're all great. Like, I know half of them, and, you know, if I beat any of them, it'll be bittersweet because I'm like, oh, this guy's funnier than me, I think. I don't know. But, yeah, they're running those specials, I think, all month, and then at the end we'll find out who is the favorite half-hour Comedy Central Presents special for the past 2 years.
So now if... Let's say you win. Do you get do you get anything? Like, do you get a prize? Do you get a gift certificate? Do you get a Comedy Central logo hat? Or is it just like, yep, you came in first, but only people who are watching know. Let's go on.
Yeah, you get a free combo meal at Taco Bell is what I heard. That's prize number one. No, I mean, first
Volcano
of all,
box for $5.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what you get is bragging rights, and then I know that on the website you're totally promoted big time as the number one stand-up, you know. And then also, they re-air your special in a prime slot during February. But, you know, during that 1 year, I've noticed people who have won the number one spot saying, hey, I was the favorite special. Usually big things have happened, you know, because it just gives them so much exposure. Obviously, Dane Cook was the first one to win. And I think he won it 2 years in a row.
Yeah, two or three at least.
Two. And then Kyle Cease. And then my friend Steve Byrne was like he was only number seven. But, you know, he had 2 one-hour specials come out after that. So
right.
I think just the fact that it gives you tons of exposure because, you know, people who didn't even know who you were, they're like, well, if this guy's the number one guy, let me go check him out. Yeah.
Now, so. I interviewed the winner last year. I'm trying to think of her full name. I don't want to screw it up. It was like Tammy Petroselli or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, dude, I'm so out of the loop with everything. I didn't even know who won. You know what it is? It's like, you know, if it's not me, it's such a selfish person. I'm such a selfish human being. It's like, hey, if it's not me, who cares? Like, I don't know what's going on TV, in the world, whatever. Although still, I wasn't there. Who cares, all right? But yeah, I'm sorry. So yes, Tammy won last year, and then what did you say?
Oh, I don't know. I was just going to point that out.
Okay.
I don't think she got anything special, like
it's
a Taco Bell.
She's abroad.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. It's abroad. Who told this broad she could tell jokes? Oh!
So, now, you said that this contest is just from people from the last 2 years on Comedy Central Presents?
Yeah, they changed it up, because I think what they used to do was they took 40 specials from the past, like, 13 or 14 seasons. And then this year, I think they changed it up where they're going to say, well, you know what? Why don't we just make it from the last 2 years?
That makes a lot more sense.
You know, I think that if you put Dane Cook in every year, he's going to win every year because he's got the biggest following. So I think they were like, let's just change it up and make it more up to date. So I watched, obviously, the season I was on. I had a lot of friends would get their special as well. So it was a great season. And, you know, the season before that was also fantastic. So. I mean, I'm glad they're having people vote, because if I had to choose, I really couldn't even tell you who I would choose as number one, you know, aside from myself.
Right.
Of course.
So now, I remember last year, before the season aired, they did like a clip show. Were you on that clip show?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I know that they did that on iTunes, but even before the season premiered, there was like a 45-minute clip that you can download for free, and
right.
They're just like highlighting two or three bits from each comic, and you know, each of the the 18 comics, I believe. So,
right.
I'm sure that was probably what they just reran again.
Okay.
So I guess I was in there somewhere.
Okay. Now, as far as the actual special itself, I know you record like 45 and then they cut it down to 30. Were you happy?
Yeah.
Were you happy with what they left in?
I was. You know what? I was surprised because I've heard so many horror stories from other friends who are like, yeah, they butchered the crap out of my special.
Right.
And obviously, comics, our material, they are little babies, so you're dissecting our child. And the majority of my performance, they kept as is. There was only two or three jokes where they kept them like odd editing choices, so mm-hmm. I was like, all right. But, you know, I let it go. But I'm like, you know, there's some bits where they took out the first half of the joke
and
just started in the middle, and I'm like, what? And it makes sense, but, you know, because they left that first half out, here or there in the joke, I see a line referencing something I said before, and
right.
to me, I'm like, that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Or they would do the first half of the bit and just cut out the second half.
No
punchline.
And I'm
like, well, now, you know, I mean, I've always had this rule that anytime I do any material that goes on TV, I just retire from my act because I want my fans to come see me headline. And when I do an hour, I want it to be a brand new hour. I don't want people to be like, hey, I saw half of this show on, you know, on TV already.
Yeah.
So for those bits, I'm like, well, you know, they showed half the bit, but I want to show the other half, and I don't want people to say I'm repeating stuff, but I'm like, yeah, but you don't know. These bits go together. They don't make sense individually, but it's not that big a deal. I'll find a way around that. But
in general, I was
very happy with it. And even when I taped it, I was on cloud nine, man. I was on freaking, like, comedy heroin. I couldn't believe how great the audience was and how good it was going.
Now, just to go back to what you were saying, I'd say repeating a bit that they only showed half of, the people who are your fans who came to see you, they would want to hear the other half, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, so if they butcher the joke, I'd say keep using it.
Yeah, like sometimes when I do it, I'm on the road, I'll make a joke, like, I'll be like, hey guys, I'm about to do three bits that you sound familiar, but, you know, Comedy Central cut out half the joke, so, you know,
okay.
I want to give you the full joke. And when I say it like that, the crowd's like, oh, yeah, because they're, you know, they feel like they're getting an inside view of something.
The
so
unrated
like peek,
version,
you know?
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
Was there anything in specifically that you were like, I really wish they kept that in besides, like, halves of jokes and stuff? Was there, like, one joke they just cut out entirely?
Yeah, absolutely. The one joke they cut out was, I mean, I did this whole bit. I mean, it's a long bit, too, so I understand why they cut it down for time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I did talk about how I just feel like, I don't know what it is about America right now, but I feel like every girl talks like this. Yeah, I don't talk, but the voice is like really raspy, and the voice goes up and down. Am I asking you? Am I telling you? I don't know. And I did a whole joke about that one voice that seems to transcend America, and the audience instantly knew what I was talking about. I'm like, yeah, it's not just me. You guys notice that voice is everywhere now, right? You know?
Yeah.
And they cut that whole thing out. I'm like, but no worries. Next special, man. Next special. I'm definitely putting that back in.
Okay, good. Do you have any plans for next special?
Well, I mean, I haven't tried. I've been talking to, you know, execs about possibly doing like a 1 hour, and especially after we finished taping my half hour. I mean, that's, you want to strike when the iron's hot. I mean, they seemed very open to it. They're like, yeah, let's definitely talk about that. But, you know, I think they say that to everybody. I think they're just covering their bases. They're like, yeah. Everyone's getting 1 hour. You know. So what I'm hoping is, like, so for instance, if I happen to, you know, forget even about winning the stand-up showdown, but if I happen to place very high in the competition, I think that would put me over the top. I think that they would see that, like, hey, this guy has a very strong, you know, internet fan base.
Right.
Very, you know, there's a very strong online community that wants to see more of this guy. I think that would push me over the top to give me a full one-hour special, and that would be awesome, you know. I'm very patient. I'm very happy with. I mean, my special just came out like recently. I mean, less than a year ago. So I could ride that for years. You know, especially nowadays, man. It seems like comedy's more. It's more about the internet, man, or it's television in general. And most people, it's all internet. It's not so much TV exposure. If you're an internet superstar,
right.
You get more deals thrown at you compared to if you're guest starring on a show.
Yeah, I'd say that's true. Definitely.
Yeah.
I've been noticing that. Like Bo Burnham, I know, I think he came in second place last year in the showdown. And he's all internet.
Yeah. And I think this year, I mean, personally, I think the people are going to win it. It's like it's going to be a tie between Bo Burnham and John I always mess up his name. John LaJoy? Like, I don't know how to say his name right.
Joy or something? I don't know.
Yeah, because both those guys are internet sensations. And by the way, they're both really talented. I mean, I love their videos. I think their videos are very funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I wish I knew how to do that. I'm just kind of just a regular stand-up comic, just a mic and a stage. And, like, I have to start learning how to do that, making videos, because that's where it's at. And both those guys have, like, millions of hits on their videos. So
yeah.
I think those two are going to be duking it out for the number one spot. But that's what I've noticed. I think that if I can get my my subscription on YouTube, get a lot more followers on Twitter, I think that'll really just change, you know, my career. I think that's where it's at, man.
Yeah, I watched, you've got a video on YouTube telling people how to vote and stuff. And I saw you had a bit.ly address to get to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went on and I made a different one that goes to the same place. It's just bit.ly/ccchang. And it gets you right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So cool. Spread that around. Spread the love. So
absolutely,
people
man.
Can go on. You just head on to bit.ly/ccchang, or you can go to the Comedy Central, and they can vote there. And I think people can vote by text message, right?
Yeah, you can vote by text, too. I think you just text Chang, C-H-A-N-G, to, like, 44686. You know, that's how you do it if you want to do it.
Okay.
I think most people just click a link. People are lazy. They're like, I'm not going to pull out a phone. I'm already online. I'll just move my mouse, you know?
Yeah.
The number one question I'm getting on my Facebook fan page is like, hey, does that cost anything? You know? And I believe it's just the normal text charge for whatever your texting charges are. So.
Okay, so unlimited, you'd be fine just sending it.
Yeah, online or texting, that's fine. I mean, that'd be great. The more support I can get, the better.
Now, what would you support a campaign for people to just make Google Voice accounts and text in through those every day?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You think they would disqualify you or something? Or if it was an underground kind of thing?
I have no idea. I mean, the first thing I did when I went to the link for voting, I immediately, I voted for myself, and then I was like, let me see if I can vote again. That's like the first thing I did. Like, can I vote again? Because I know they say you're not supposed to vote except for once a day for the same person.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, maybe there's a loophole just on my icon. Like, I can keep clicking it and just do it myself. And no, of course not. Immediately, it was like, you already voted once. You're not allowed to do it again. I'm like, oh, okay.
Did you try clearing cookies and try it again or anything like that? Like, cure the cache?
Oh.
Try
I'll
that.
Try that. All right. We are being technical, internet criminals or something. That must be some kind of fraud.
I remember one year, I remember voting, and then I tried that, and it worked. But maybe they fixed it. I know Comedy Central is getting smarter, but who knows? What do you think of their new? What do you think about their new logo? The C inside of C.
Yeah, I just noticed that, and I was like, "What the?" I mean, literally, it took me a few seconds to register because I'm like, "What the hell is that?" I'm like, "Oh, that's Comedy Central." And I'm like, wait a minute, so there's not going to be the planet thing with the crown and the Comedy Central, you know, on top of that? I'm like, it's different. It's different. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's a permanent thing or, you know, they're just messing around.
No, I think I think it's their new one. I think they're trying to redesign. I don't really like it. It's too generic for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of corporate. It's kind of clinical. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you know, I think it's been about 10 years since they changed the logo, because the logo was a planet for a long time with the words Comedy Central on it. I mean, they changed the font and stuff like that, but it was pretty much that for a very long time.
Yeah.
So I guess they're just changing it, which, you know, we'll all forget. We're all idiots. I'm telling you, dude, including myself. I'm the biggest idiot of all. And like, it's just amazing how human beings have such a short-term memory.
Oh yeah.
It's like, yeah, whatever. I mean, literally today, you know, I happened to be watching South Park, which is one of my favorite shows, and there was the episode about the BP oil spill, and I was like, oh yeah, that happened. I mean, that's how quickly I forgot.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's right. We just did this dump on our own planet. That's right. You know?
Yeah.
We just, you know, we just ended, you know, we're going to all die sooner. Oh, yeah, okay. And that's incredibly how quickly, you know, we forget. We have such a short attention span, which it relates to the whole the internet thing, David.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anyway.
Oh, dude, I've got a question for you, my friend. First of all, thank you for interviewing me so efficiently. I actually noticed on your Facebook page that you have some pictures here with Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I've met him a few times after shows.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I am such a huge Weird Al fan.
Me too.
I have every album he's ever done. I actually, on my iPod, not only do I have all his work, I actually need a separate album just for his polka remixes.
Oh, yeah?
Just that. It's all polka, you know?
Your playlist?
And, I got to say this. I mean, I know we're here to, like, pump me up, but I have to say this about Weird Al, because anytime I find anyone else who even knows Weird Al is a Weird Al fan, I always have to promote him by saying, people don't realize that, first of all, that guy has been around forever.
It's like 30 years. He's
survived all the changes. He's reinvented himself. And the thing is, people never give him credit for actually being a great musical artist.
Yeah.
Because they just say he's just doing covers of songs. I'm like, yeah, but you have to realize, he doesn't just sing the songs and lyrics. He tries to, as well as he can, he tries to really sound like the singer.
Right.
He hits the notes, and his band is super talented because they themselves remake the music.
Yeah, it's
sound exactly
it's not just,
alike.
It's not just karaoke, you know, like you can't play the songs next to each other and have it match up. He really reworks it. He makes it his own.
Yeah. And like, it's amazing that the guy's been able to do it consistently for so long, and his stuff is great. He's like, especially the people started to remember him again when he did the song? Like, I'm like nerdy. Is that a good
white and nerdy?
Yeah. And people forgot how great he was, and then when he did that, he rapped so well. I mean, he just flowed.
Yeah.
He was so smooth. He was just dropping rhymes, spitting rhymes, and I'm like, that's right. I want everyone to remember how great this guy is at what he does.
Yeah.
You know? I would go see him in concert. I've heard great things about it. I hear concerts were hilarious.
You've never been to a concert of his?
No. I've heard they're great.
Absolute best comedy show you can see. He does the costumes. He, you know, in between changes, he plays like videos, clips from old LTV. It's amazing. I could see the same show 10 days in a row. It's just that good.
Yeah. And then, you know, the thing is, I always liked him because, like, his videos are funny, especially like the early, if you ever see the reruns of like, the early 80s music videos he did.
Yeah.
And then UHF and any interviews he's done, candid interviews or his own Weird Al show, like that guy, he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I immediately connect to that. And I'm like, this guy, I mean, literally, if he didn't do music, this guy could have done stand up at one point, I think. Like, I think he's got it, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Anyway, so enough about creaming all over Weird Al. Sorry about that, people. I know people are like, whatever, nerd.
Well, I am excited because last time I met him, I told him about my radio show, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to do an interview. So once his CD comes out, then I will possibly interview him. So I'm really hoping for that CD to come out soon.
That would be awesome, dude. I thought he would do it, too. He's going to be a busy guy, and maybe he'll be like, well, I have to hit like the first major market interviews first, but I think he would do all interviews. And I mean,
yeah.
I'm hoping, my assumption is that he's a really nice guy, or at least I'm just hoping that, you know.
Every time I've met him, he's been just insanely nice. So
yeah,
I'm sure he's not lying to everyone.
Exactly. I've always believed that too. Like in the beginning of my career, I was like, you know what? Because when I started out doing open mics, like nobody helped me. Like, you know, it was very cutthroat. I started in New York, so it was a little bit cutthroat.
Yeah.
And I just remember saying to myself, I'm like, you know what? If I had ever in a position to help someone, you know, like I will always try. Like I'll always be nice to everybody. Just karma, just for karma. Like I'll always be nice to everybody. And not kiss ass. Like, if someone's a jerk to me, I'll push back. Like, in general, like, just being cordial. And I'm like, listen, it takes the same amount of energy to be nice as it does to be a douche. And I'm like, you know, why douche it up? Just be a nice dude, you know, send that energy out, and maybe it'll come back, you know? So,
very true.
What have you. Oh, so.
Now, do you have any plans of coming out with an album or anything?
You know, I really do plan to do that soon. I actually have like I have an album deal where there's a company, New Wave Entertainment, which represents me, and then you know they represent Dane, they represent like a lot of big names.
Yeah,
and
they get me an interview each week. They booked my 11 o'clock interview.
And they they made a deal. They're like, whenever it is that you want to cut an album, we just have the first option to be the ones to put it out there. And I'm like, yeah, it's totally fine. Like, I totally don't care. I'm sure you're going to know. They'll know how to do it way more better than I will. So
right.
So I've been just trying to figure out when I want to do that, because I'm trying to figure out. I'm on tour right now, and I actually have a month off between the fall season of it and the spring season, because I tour colleges for about 8 months, and so I have plenty of shows to tape out. I'm just trying to figure out when I'm ready, because I'm still pushing around the hour. Like, I'm moving things around. I'm like, what bits do I want to be on the album? And
right.
I want to tape every show, and the one that's just the best crowd and just flows the best, that's the one I'll hopefully put out there. And I'd like to be able to put something out by the summer.
Now, do you have enough material to put that out and then do a completely new set at your live shows?
Oh, yeah. I have, I would say anywhere between 2.5 to 3 hours of material on my laptop.
Oh, wow.
And also, this past year, I've been writing like a madman. I don't know what it is. You know what I think it is? Because my special aired, I think it just gave me new confidence that I'm I'm completely legitimate in this business. I belong in this industry. So I've been taking bigger risks on stage, where I've been just writing way faster than I normally write. And my special aired in April 2010, and by September I had a brand new hour that
wow.
I was promoting. And I was just telling people, listen, if you saw me last year, you can come back and see me again, because it is a brand new hour, a whole 1 hour, new material. And so I think maybe it was just throwing the gauntlet down and just saying, let me try to write a new hour. And so, if I'm sure by the summer, whatever hour I'm perfecting for the album will probably be old to me at that point. And I'm like, I can get rid of that. No problem.
Right. I really respect comedians who do that, because I know Jerry Seinfeld has come to Albany a few times in a row, and I've only been to one out of the two shows, but I hear that he does the same jokes, two years apart.
Okay.
It's just someone that big doesn't really give the consideration that, some of the people who are not absolute superstars yet. And
right,
I just think that's great.
Wow. Ethan talking crap about the Godfather of comedy. Oh, my God. I think Ethan will disappear next week, and he'll be we don't know. Yeah, just mysteriously never answered his phone anymore, and the comedy mob came through. That is interesting, though. That would be a disappointment if I went to see him, and I'm like, he's a comedy craftsman. And what I hear is always pumping out new material, and I'm a huge fan of is Brian Regan.
Oh yeah, he never does the same show. Every time he comes, it's brand new. He's great.
It's brand new. But also he's constantly touring, so he obviously has the opportunity to write new stuff, and that's his bread and butter. And Seinfeld might be just in a different position where he comes out to do some stand up for fun, but he might not have the time to write as much as he used to, because he's just being a family man. He's really like, every now and then I'll do some comedy just to keep the juices flowing. But Regan, man, that is another guy who's been around for 20 years at least, from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And so funny. He's just never not been funny. And there's so much, material of his out there on YouTube.
Yep.
But it's all new. It's all you watch everything. And there's just thousands of Brian Regan clips, because he's got diehard fans, and every single clip is just something new.
And it works. I've never really heard a bad joke from him.
No, he's got that vibe of being a big kid.
Yeah.
But it's just everyday stuff. And normally I think most comics, we all have that knee jerk reaction when someone's like, what does he talk about? He's like, he just talks about everyday, ordinary things. We immediately that's a hack. It's going to be boring.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll just do things that you don't see how it's going to be funny on paper, but he performs it, and, you're just laughing your ass off. You're like, how can you not laugh at this?
Yeah.
He's just very, very funny. And the thing is, people are complaining sometimes. They're like, he's always clean. I'm like, I have no problem with him not cursing because he himself doesn't make a big deal out of it. He's not like, you know, he's never once been like, I'm a pioneer for clean comedy.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's like, look, this is what I do, you know, and that's, you know, that's totally fine what you do, but this is what I do.
Yeah, and I know he kind of feels like he can't swear now because people know him as a clean comic, so he doesn't want to betray the fans who
exactly
like him because of that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I mean, he's got... I think he's the first person I ever heard about that he was doing concerts and people are yelling out requests for jokes. And I'm like, yeah, because, like, you know, a joke kind of loses its power if you know the joke already, but his fans, like, they don't care. They want to hear it. They want to hear him do it live.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, that's awesome. That is awesome. I know recently, in the past few years, Dane Cook was doing that where, you know, sometimes I hear, like, he was bringing people on stage to be like, hey, if you think you can do my joke, I'll bring you up. Let's do it. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. I mean, every now and then, I've had people, you know, like, yell out something like, you know, jury duty. And I'm like, oh, you know my jury duty joke. Oh, okay. You know, I'm like, all right. It's definitely not as, you know, fanatical as Brian Regan fans. I mean, I hear that he has made it a part of his show now that he has to come out and do an encore of old jokes for people, which is amazing that he remembers his jokes because, like, you know, once I finish a joke and like I said, once I retire it, that's it. I never do it again, and I don't know if I could do it again because I'm like, oh, it's been so long since I've done it. I gotta remember it. You know. Wow, this has been a great podcast. This has been a great interview about Weird Al and Brian Regan. I think we should go back. Because you know what it is, dude? Like, I'm a fan of comedy. Like, I'm still, to this day, a fan of comedy. I will still, like, I'm in Hollywood, and, you know, if I hear someone's coming to town at the Melrose Improv, I'll go. Like, I'm still the kind of person, like, I love watching good comedians. I don't get, like, jaded where I'm like, whoa, I do this all day, or or if I'm, you know, if I'm envious, I'm like, oh, this guy's doing better than me, so screw him. I'm like, dude, if it's funny, it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if Louis C.K. is coming to town or Bill Burr is coming to town, I'm like, oh, we gotta go down there. We gotta squeeze in there. You know, I gotta see this.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like I always, if people, you know, I do Q&As after shows. I'm like, on a college campus, what I do is I do a 1 hour show. I take a 5 minute break and then I come back and do a 1 hour Q&A, and it's a text Q&A where I give out my number and people just text me questions. And after the break, I come back from the break and there's always like 65 texts waiting for me. So it takes me about an hour to go through that. And at some point I have to draw the line, like, guys, stop texting. Like, it's like, you know, we have to stop because they're going to close the theater and this and that.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of questions I get is like, who are your favorite comics? And I'm always in my Q&A just blabbing like a little girl about my favorite comedians, and, you know, like Patton Oswalt, Bill Burr, Louis C.K., David Cross, just a bunch of people that I like, and I'm like, I'm just gushing about them because I'm like, yeah, I'm still a fan of comedy. I still love comedy as much as I did the first year I was doing open mics.
Now, have you ever gotten to perform with someone who is just like an idol to you?
Oh yeah, I performed with all these guys, but not like opening for, you know, like they happen to be in the same lineup and they dropped in and do a guest spot.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, like, Bill Burr, I've known for a long time. When I first started, I was bringing him on stage at Stand Up New York back in the day, you know, on 78th Street in New York, before, you know, people started knowing who he was. And back then, bringing him up, and I'd be watching him, and I was like, look, I don't know who this guy is, but this guy is funny. And I'm like, there's no way he's not going to become a huge comedy monster in the next decade. There's no way, you know? One person I got to work with in a very awesome way was Jim Gaffigan, who I'm a huge fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started doing stand-up, he was already becoming a name. And I remember, you know, when you do stand-up, you know, you're doing open mics, then you go to doing bringer shows, which for your audience, which a lot of people probably don't know, but for your audience who doesn't know, a bringer show is that you get to perform, but you have to bring in like 4 or 5 people into the audience with you. And what they do is it's a bunch of open micers, and they'll put in 1 or 2 professional comics.
Right.
And one of the very, I think the very first bringer show I did, Jim Gaffigan was the closer.
Wow.
And he just destroyed the room. And I was like, wow, I would love to be, you know, that talented someday, you know. And not, you know, not to imitate Gaffigan, but, you know, just to be able to get this kind of reaction from a crowd. And over the years, every time I've seen him, he's always been nice, and he's always remembered me. Just been like a nice dude. Wow. You know, I'm always like reintroducing myself. I'm like, hey, I don't know if you remember, but you know, when I started, you know, my name's Ellie Chang. And he's like, yeah, I remember, you know. So years went by. And then, you know, after a while, you go from being like, hey, do you remember me? To like, oh, hey, Jim, what's going on? Oh, hey, what's up?
Right.
Yeah. And then one year, we got booked to do Tufts. And to double headline, to co-headline. And I opened, I did an hour, and he closed doing an hour. And we get there, and I was excited just doing that. I'm like, my God, I can't believe I'm sharing the bill.
Yeah.
And I get there, and the campus activities board at Tufts, they made T-shirts for all the staff. And on the back, it was like, you know, Ellie Chang and Jim Gaffigan. I'm like, wow, our names, and that blew my mind. I'm like, my God, my name is on the same T-shirt with Jim Gaffigan. We did a show together. I'm like, how awesome is that? And then, and also, it was kind of cool for Jim to watch me do an hour when I got off. He's like, hey, that was great. And it was just wow. I'm like, dude, you saw me when I first started, mm-hmm. you know. And now I'm headlining my own tour, and you actually got to see me at the, you know, from the beginning to where I am now doing an hour. You know, and it's wild that you've been there through that process. And but he's always been a super cool guy, and that's another guy, just never not funny, man.
Right. Now, I know you have a set tonight. I have a couple more questions. You have time for those?
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Okay, I'm just wondering, you said you give out your number at shows for people to text you. Do you get random calls or texts ever?
Every now and then I do, but I mean, basically also, like, I have a, you know, I have a business phone, and then I have my personal phone.
Okay.
You know? So I never give my personal phone number ever. Because
okay.
My business phone, I can always just leave it. If I'm like, hey, I'm going out with friends, and if I don't, you know, like if it rings, if I don't feel like in the mood to talk, do a business call, I won't answer it.
Right.
You know? And that's the number I give out. And actually, you know what? Actually, I am planning to get a Google Talk, you know, voice talk number so that I can even have more disposable phone number on top of my second phone. So
right.
This way, it's like, at the end of this tour, I will retire that number, because every now and then I get a random text of like, hey, is this still Elliot? And I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, or it's like, I mean, I did a show at Fordham University in New York like 4 or 5 months ago, and a couple of weeks ago, I got a text saying like, hey, I just want you to know, I really enjoyed the Fordham show. I'm like, wow. Like, and I was like, you know, and if I have time, I always text back. I'm like, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. I hope to come back next year. You know?
Yeah.
I try to be as accessible to my fans as I can without, you know, driving myself crazy where I'm like, look, I don't want calls in the middle of the night. You know?
Yeah. That's funny. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, how many more questions can I do? I don't really want
to. Go for it, man. I'm here, man.
Okay. I was wondering about, you were on Chelsea Lately. How many times were you on that?
I was only on once.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I mean, I've been trying to get on again. The rumor has it. The producer told me, she's like, yeah, well, you know, Chelsea wasn't really feeling it. And I'm like, I understand it, because it wasn't about not being funny, because they're like, look, we love what you did, you know, like, you're funny, but there's so, you know what it is, dude, like, there's so many people in town and in America that want to get on the show, and there's only 3 comics per night and on the round table, and so there's only so many slots available,
right?
Not including the people that she just loves to bring back.
Right.
Like, when they originally booked me, they told me, they're like, hey, listen, you know, you're the first new comic we've booked in, like, 4 months, and I was like, wow. Great, you know.
Wow.
And so, you know, I did my best, and it was a lot of fun. The show's great. It's a fun show to be on.
Mm-hmm.
It's great exposure. Again, I don't know anything about anything I'm not on, so I didn't know how big that show was until I was on it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's such a huge credit. And everywhere I go now, you know, either people mention my Chelsea Lately credit, there's a big reaction, or even if just people are like, oh yeah, I saw you on Chelsea Lately, you know, and I'm like, really? Okay. I didn't realize, especially with young college girls, like, they love that show.
Yeah.
That is their bitch. Like, they love her.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get back on. It'd be nice to get back on. If I can get on, you know, even once every few months, that'd be amazing. But, you know, it's hard to get in that rotation.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, being an Asian comic, I know you have you mentioned this kind of stuff on your website, but do you think being an Asian comic, there's not many, do you think that's helped you or hurt you?
A little bit of both, because things are definitely changing now.
Yeah.
Because there's so many different artists of so many different races, and people are getting more open-minded. But it used to hurt you, where if you're Asian, people immediately think your whole hour is going to be like Asian jokes and things they can't relate to.
Right.
Which is like not even close to what my material is like. My material is like sick in the head type of material. It's wrong. It's just wrong. basically, like when I do a 1 hour show, maybe 10 minutes of it is about, some kind of Asian material, something like that. But the rest of it is just like, normal everyday stuff that we all talk about. So it does hurt at first. It does help at the same time because there are not a lot of Asian comics, it is a novelty, and it does raise an eyebrow. You do get more, you get noticed more because, there's an Asian comic in this lineup. I wonder what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
And then especially after people see me, after they enjoy my set, after people enjoy me, then it helps. Because then they'll say like, hey, I really enjoyed your act. And I didn't expect that because you were Asian. And I noticed that makes people remember me even more.
Right.
Yeah, a black comic or a white comic. Because most people expect a black comedian to be funny. So if he is, it's not a special thing. They're like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be funny. That's your job,
Yeah.
But with an Asian kid, when I get on stage, they first treat me like I'm a comedian with special needs or something. And they're just like rooting for me. And then when I'm finished, I'm like, oh, good for you! But luckily, I am developing a fan base. My Comedy Central appearances have definitely helped to do that, where after my special came out, it was a difference. It was a difference between trying to convince people to watch me or give me a chance or book my show to now. It's a much easier negotiation because people have seen my act. They know what it's about. They know it's not just Asian jokes. They know it's I can do a show and, in Detroit or something like that. People are like, he's going to appeal to the entire audience. It doesn't matter what race they are. I perform every race. All black, all white, all women, all men. I've done every possible, all young or old, all high school or elderly. I've done every possible scenario. And, what I've learned is, you just want material that is not pigeonholed to one certain subject. And not that you're trying to, pander to every crowd, you're not trying to just be like a sellout, but it's like, no, but you want to make sure that people can relate to what you're talking about.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting nervous that you've got a show.
I'm backstage right now. They've been giving me the evil eye for about 20 minutes. I'm just kidding.
You're currently on stage just talking to me.
I've been talking on the phone, but with my other hand, just putting the finger up for a while, just give me one more minute, just one more minute, But no, dude, let me let you go, because I'm sure your fans and your audience must be sick of my voice by now.
Well, I want to have you on again. I want to, regardless of how you make out, I want to hear about it, the stand-up showdown.
I'll tell you what, when in a couple of weeks, when we find out who wins or what, whenever you got an opening in your rotation, I'll definitely come back and tell you where I placed. And then we'll give it a couple of weeks. After the announcement, we'll give it a couple of weeks. I'll tell you how I placed, and I'll tell you if anything has changed.
Okay. I'll throw you in for a 15-minute slot or something. Yeah, we'll get you on for that. I think that'd be really cool.
That'd be great. Dude, thank you for even bringing me on now and then putting up with my voice for so long. And thank you for even giving me exposure to have people check out my website or my Facebook fan page. And if they want to get involved in the voting, dude, thank you for having me on. And look forward to coming back real soon, dude.
Yeah, and bit.ly/CCChang. You can go right there and vote for you for the stand-up showdown. And people can also text Chang to 44686.
Yes.
And vote. Can you do two votes by doing one online and one by text?
I don't know. I've had fans telling me they're doing that.
I bet you can, because they can't trace. As long as you're not voting with your phone, if you go to a laptop or something, I'm sure you'd be fine.
You know what? I'm going to post that on my Facebook fan page tomorrow to be like, hey, double-fisted, man.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ethan, man. Yeah. I'll talk to you soon, brother.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Elliot. Talk to you later.
Thanks, man. Take care, guys. All right, bye.
It was Elliot Chang, and you can check him out, ElliotChang.com, I believe. Also, bit.ly/ccchang. You can go there to vote for him for the stand-up showdown, which is going throughout January. And you can also get there through by just going to comedycentral.com, and I'm sure there's a link on the homepage, and just go to Elliot Chang. A really funny guy. It was a lot of fun having him on.